Here she is, Kate Stevenson. No relation.
Another week, another effort to find a place that can deliver to a large percentage of Melbourne.
Oh.
Here we go.
Okay.
She's working hard.
Here we go,
Russ.
Again. No, and I've done it. I think I've done
it. Found somewhere.
So what happened here is this is actually a place that I have just ordered from a couple of times in lockdown. And Ando, our very good friend, asked me a couple of weeks ago for a recommendation for a restaurant he could try at home. Believe it or not, I do get nervous recommending places because it's very subjective. But I said to him that I'd been to this place called Sunda a couple of times, or I'd ordered it at home, and I really loved it. But also, since I had done that, they had put a prawn toast on the menu that looked rather good. So he ordered it. And then on the Saturday night, I received a text.
I just ate one of the finest creations in history.
That is what the text message said. And he said to me, well, I want to order it, but Susie doesn't like it. And the rest of the toast said, and Susie said, oh, I really like prawn toast.
Oh, yeah.
I love prawn toast.
So I ordered again. I'm going again because I want to try this.
Can you imagine the level of nutrition in a piece of prawn
toast? Can you imagine how good is it to be famous for prawn toast?
Oh.
Yeah. That's
and
awesome.
So it is good. Now, this place, Sunda, so it opened a few years ago in the city to rave reviews. Sunda, the word, is it was the landmass that joined Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore. So that's sort of what we're talking about in terms of cuisine. But these guys weren't all that. They also had a bit of a native Australian bent. So it sounds a bit weird, but they did something called a Vegemite curry that onto your roti, and they also did things like kangaroo tartar with Nam Jim dressing. So it's a bit of, you know, it's a bit of a mix. What I also love, the chef there, Khan, he's just been doing really fun stuff in lockdown. So this is a fun, punchy menu that's really easy to finish at home, but he's also worth following on Instagram because he's just innovating. He's just doing crazy stuff. I think I showed you the other week, Ross. He's been making things like banh mi en croûte, so making a banh mi pate wrapped in pastry that you can eat. So he just plays with it. Sometimes he does these things as a one-off special. No, that is the prawn toast.
That's the prawn toast.
He did the banh mi as a one-off special. And other things like the prawn toast go onto the menu. He also did the cheeseburger roti, which was the reason I ordered it last time.
Does he put Vegemite on his prawn toast?
I don't think he does. Oh, goodness knows.
Sunda, S-U-N-D-A. It's in Punch Lane. Is that where Sunda normally is in Punch Lane?
Yes, that's where it is. So you can order directly from them if you're within 15 k's of the city, or further out they are on Providore as well. So the prawn toast, for example, so obviously he does his Southeast Asian sort of take on it. So quality sourdough. The prawn mix is prawns and kaffir lime. But what he does, and if you look really closely, you can see there, he makes almost like a red curry Mari rose sauce, so with coconut milk and stuff. He puts that in the middle, then coats it all in the Japanese breadcrumbs, rice flakes, sesame seeds, you know, whacks it in the fryer. We finish it off in the oven at home, and a little bit of papaya salad with that for freshness. So it's just a good snack.
Punch Lane. Who wants to, I want to go back to Punch Lane. That area there. There's some great little spots around there, isn't there?
I was thinking there was a famous restaurant in Punch Lane, and I think I've worked out it's called Punch Lane.
Punch Lane?
Yeah.
That's the one you're thinking of.
Sort of. That's where Gordon Place and...
Yes, probably.
Up that neck of the woods.
So this menu, the funny thing is with the Sunda menu, I could just eat all the snacks and the side dishes, really fun little stuff. So he does some pork and spring onion dumplings, and he makes them with his mum's meatball recipe. So they're really chunky, sort of hand-chopped pork shoulder, red shallot, lemongrass, garlic into those dumpling wrappers. And then again, not a not-so-traditional sauce, so brown butter, black vinegar, onion, garlic, ginger, and chilli dressing.
What's that?
Are you showing the same picture as me?
Yeah.
You've both picked up, like I said, I could go for all of the snacks and side dishes. You have picked up one of the mains, and that's the main of all mains. It's a Wagyu beef short rib.
Oh.
So what he does with that, he grills it over red gum wood, then he marinates it in toasted coconut and tomato curry paste, then he roasts that overnight, and you finish it off at home with a caramel and mushroom soy glaze. So it's soft and smoky fatty
Have
and crazy.
A look at that.
Stay with us, Kate. And the chef's called Khan.
Yes,
he is. His Instagram is called Genghis Khan.
Yeah, which is fun.
That's good.
We thank Andrew Sellers-Jones, a sheep farmer and vet in Kyneton. Sheep gestation is around 5 months, so, you know, roughly half of that of a human being. In the autumn of this year, he says we had unprecedented rainfall, which made for excellent conditions, resulting in super ovulation in ewes. So farmers are experiencing a 10 to 20% increase in twins, quads, and babies in general.
Amazing.
Being born in spring.
And that's the brother of R.B. Sellers.
You're kidding.
No, absolutely.
You know who R.B. Sellers is?
No.
They make sort of farmer wear, you know, like farmer's shirts and
like
farmer's
R.M.
pants.
Williams, yeah, sort of thing.
Yeah. 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 It is 23 after 8. That's Damien's sound effect of the week, which clearly I trampled all over at the 8 o'clock news, Dame. I'm sorry for that. I was thinking about that song yesterday because it is happy and sad, because it is someone standing by someone who needs to be
stood by. Yeah.
And we've had comments from all over the world on our Facebook page to that video.
Yeah, stunning.
Brilliant. A couple of the other small dishes.
What's the second restaurant you've done today?
Stop it. A couple of the other small dishes I had from Zunda that I love. They do little Wagyu rendang pies, little sort of puffy things, which are fabulous. If you want a healthy side dish, you could do the Brussels sprouts with Chinese sausage and chili jam.
Chinese sausage chili, it would be good.
You were just showing us Genghis Khan's Instagram page.
Yes.
That's wild.
He just does fun stuff. So he's obsessed with pastry at the moment. So he keeps on doing all these
decorative pastry.
Yes, yeah. And beautiful. It is worth having a look at. And what I love is that they're always innovating. So they chuck new stuff on the menu all the time. Just this week, the new dishes, smoked octopus, fennel, lemon pepper and turmeric tartar, fried rice with bamboo shoots, salted radish and braised mushrooms, and a dessert, a condensed milk mousse, sourdough, roasted peanuts, coconut and passion fruit. I just think they're doing stuff that nobody else is doing.
Fantastic.
And they're having fun in lockdown, so good on them.
We look forward to your brand new fresh restaurant next week.